Brandon, we'll call the meeting back to order. I will say that the if the board has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session. And that concludes item number F, and we'll now revert to our revised agenda. Item A, financial statement presentation. Ted?
Yes, Chair. Every year, of course, we have a financial audit, and the financial statements are a result of that. And we do have representatives from KPMG up here, and I'd like to bring our CFO up here, Michael, to introduce her, and he's here also to answer any questions on the financial statements.
Thank you, Ted. Michael?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Board. Of course, Michael Lamb, CFO of Ada. Let me introduce Elizabeth Stewart. Elizabeth is the partner in charge of this audit, partner with KPMG, Pete Marwick. And I guess Brenda unfortunately had to go out, but before we get started, Beth has to say about it is this, you know, I wanted to, I wish Brenda were here. A lot of work goes into the audit, management representation of all the activity and financial position, and it's a complex organization with a lot of unique assets that get valued in different ways, the revenues get measured in different ways, expenses get measured in different ways, and so it was a very good year, and it was a good audit, clean audit, and I'll just let it go at that.
Sure. Thank you.
Thanks
for having me. In your packet, you should have the audited financial statements. That's the thick, comb-bound document. Mm-hmm. The first section of that is management discussion and analysis, which presents a narrative summary of the significant events of the year. Beginning on page 9 of the document is our audit opinion. Our opinion is an unmodified opinion or a clean opinion on the financial statements. That means that we believe that the financial statements related notes are presented in accordance with the appropriate accounting policies. That unmodified or clean opinion is the best opinion that you can give on a set of financial statements. So that's included in your packet. These financial statements then become the basis for an annual report that's prepared by the organization, and ultimately the financial statements are public information. Also within your board packet is a letter to the board, and that is a staple document. Yeah. You can just
all the board members got.
Then this letter to the board really summarizes our overall audit results. So I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about that with you. The financial statements are management's responsibility, and we conduct an audit. And this letter summarizes that process and highlights the most significant things about our audit approach. Page 1, our audit follows professional standards, of course. We didn't make any modifications to the standards that would normally apply. On page 2, under accounting practices and alternative treatments, there's a couple of things I wanted to call to your attention because they're a little bit different in this year's audit. The first one relates to the reporting of the current portion of the revolving fund loans. Management made an estimate of the portion of loans that would be prepaid early and included that within current assets. A little bit different presentation that's done in the past, so I wanted to bring it to the attention of the board. The estimate was prepared using a multi-year history of prepayments and applying that to the current year portfolio. Under unusual transactions, on that same page, discusses any consultations that we have had with our national office when there's transactions that the authority has either entered into or is considering entered into that the accounting guidance is unclear. During the year, we consulted with our national office related to the accounting for Mustang Operations Center 1, the Mach 1 investment, because that transaction wasn't consummated until after fiscal year end. We didn't reach accounting conclusions, but we would expect that next year, or for FY15, we'll be following up on this consultation, working with management to get the accounting right in the financial statements, and so we'll have more to report on this next year. There weren't any other areas that were significant, or changes in policies, or things that really want to call to your attention as board members. There are a lot of estimates in the financial statements, as Michael mentioned, the allowance for loan loss, the carrying value of various investments, and we do work with management in evaluating the reasonableness of those estimates. If we were to identify anything that was unusual or maybe indicated bias on the part of management, we would report that to you. And in this letter, we describe the most significant estimates and state that we haven't identified any indicators of bias that we feel that U.S. board members should be aware. The remainder of this letter goes through some of the required communications and gives essentially negative statements to them. So if we were to have disagreements with management, we would report those to you and so forth. So in the interest of being respectful of your time, I won't go through each of those, but know that they're in there. And if there were other matters that we felt were important for the board to be aware, we would inform you of those. I'm glad to answer questions about the conduct of the audit or results.
Is there any questions?
Gary? Thank you for a clean audit. And Michael, thank you for your good work and to your staff. Thanks. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm. So, Michael, on page 6, I just wanted to shout out here a little bit that it looks like which is maybe to my ears, and hopefully it's not a one-time deal, on your non-project personnel general administration costs, they actually went down about almost 0.7%.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's good. That's kind of at the direction of the board to manage our costs and be efficient. Do you anticipate continuing at that level or even reducing that trend a little bit more? What's your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that we try to be good stewards and use of the assets we're given for our mission, and what could happen next year in terms of feasibility of projects and things like that could alter that number. In terms of stabilization with regards to our general operating expenses, I think you can count on that happening. But included in this number also, there is some amount of money for professional services related to looking at projects and legal services looking at projects. So,
well, it says non-project personnel. That's different.
But this is the non... Depends how we end up accounting for things. Some things end up, even if it's project related, there could be projects that are brought to us that we do feasibility analysis on that never actually turn out to be a large one. I mean, there's small ones you still spend some money on, and uh-huh. You just go, we don't move forward with those, so they end up in this bucket. Does that help?
Okay.
Anyway. But I think the synopsis of your question is you know, I think we're all treat it like it's our money and try to
Perfect.
Be good use of it and to be able to explain what we did with it.
Mm-hmm. And if you're writing a check, would you consider what you're writing a check for value? You know.
Yeah, and my signature's on every check that gets written.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. kind of personal to me.
Chair, they don't let me write.
No.
We know why.
All right. Any other questions on the audit from board members? Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you do a motion?
I don't think we have in the past, Michael.
Don't either. Okay.
No.
That concludes new business. So next up is item number 8, Ted has directed comments, and so...
Yes, sure. Very quickly, Chair, we do have our reports in on loans and the dashboards, and you have my report. Quickly, if you'd like, we could give you just an update on Mach 1. Jim's here, that just, you know, it is an oil processing plant, and oil prices are going down, but we still believe on our feasibility and due diligence modeling that it still is a feasible project and should go forward, or is going forward. I didn't know if you'd want Jim to make any comments on that.
Well, I did read the report. It stays profitability of 50 to 53.
Down to 53.
So unless there's something additional to add to that.
No.
I think we're good. We're good with that. Okay.
Okay.
Did you want to mention anything about the loan portfolio and what was committed, what is not going to be committed now? To do with the IEP project?
Yes, we still have on here a loan for storage for the IEP project, and that has changed, and that commitment has gone away, so our reports would be, our portion of that loan was $20 million, so it has changed, and...
Would you mind putting on the record why it's changed?
Yes, and we do have the...
Just a general the
basis is the time frame on needing to make a decision has passed, and it would extend the project longer. And then also based on oil prices and items like that, the project feasibility puts in question, and the need for the investment at this point in time.
Are you talking FNG?
Yes.
Which customer are you talking about?
FNG. I have the borrower here if you would...
No, I just want to make sure we understand that so that loan request has been terminated?
Yes.
And that's done by FNG?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So anything else on A3D?
No, Chair.
Okay. Well, it says here the next board meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, January 14th, subject to the call, I guess, of the chair. And I'm looking for board comments. Any comments? I'm not surprised. Gary.
I'm not wishing you a Merry Christmas. I look forward to it. I appreciate everybody working so hard, including our partners in this, working so hard on the IAP. We've made major progress, and my comments about taking the foot off the throttle had nothing to do with effort. It only had to do with the fact that time no longer is a reason for us to make bad decisions. So I'm all into this thing. The need, when you look at next generation, the need is clear. So I'm continue to keep pedal the metal on my effort. I know each of you will too. And thanks for all the work so far. And with that, nothing else. I just wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and don't hesitate to stop and count your blessings.
Thank you, Dave. Anybody else have anything to say? Well, I'd like to also wish the staff and everybody a Merry Christmas, and also I'd like to welcome Jerry, new old board member, back to the table, and look forward to his expertise and experiences to our group here. I'd also like to formally recognize Ted and his service to Ada. As we know, at the end right now, it's scheduled for the end of
January.
End of January. Next 45 days. We'll try to make it as entertaining as we possibly can. Yeah. So with that, I will take a motion.
Sure.
Second.
We are adjourned.